Flames, babe. Hey everyone.
How we doing?
This is A Concept and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Gerard.
I'm Will Hughes. We're here in the studio. Have a nice set for today. We started off with
Charlie XCX with 3 AM Pull Up featuring Mo. Is that how you pronounce her name?
Yeah.
Mo. Why is there a slash through it?
Because she's...
Is this Swedish?
She's from some northern Nordic European country.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Geography.
Wait,
do you want to tell everyone... Oh, yeah. Okay.
What are we talking about?
Do you want to tell everyone about your theory about... Tish being shaped like Africa?
Oh yeah, so some of our listeners, if you go to Tufts, you might be familiar with the Carmichael Dining Hall and its cultural reference as Carmerica. So Carmerica. So Carm is shaped like America, and when you're asking your friends where you're sitting in Carm, you're like, oh, I'm in Iowa, or I'm in northern Maine. And it's a very easy way to communicate location. So what we are doing now is using the geography of Africa to represent Tish, because there's a section of Tish that looks a lot like northern Africa. It's kind of like curve-shaped. And then if you go along by the windows, it's like the rest of Africa. And the study rooms are like Somalia. Anyway, it works out pretty well. So... we were in Angola today, doing some work.
Yeah. I thought we were in, like, Western Guinea.
Nah.
Wait, is Guinea a place? I forgot.
Yeah, there's Guinea and there's Western Guinea. Guinea's in...
I always get Guinea and Ghana mixed up. Wait, is...
Guinea? Well, there's also New Guinea, which is near New Zealand.
Yeah, like Papua New Guinea.
And then there's Western Guinea, which is in Africa.
Wait, so then why do they call it New Guinea?
Because New Guinea is an island... in
was it like founded
the Pacific?
Was it like settled by people from Guinea?
I think Guinea's just like a name, you know.
It's really shocking like how little I know
about geography.
No, because it's like we learned like geography in like sixth grade. That was like our geography year. But it's like, I don't know, I feel like geography is like very important.
Yeah, no, it is a very
like I'm surprised that you don't have to like take it in high school or something.
And it's fun. I like geography. Yeah. I wish geography was less about memorization and more about kind of the development of places and globalization. Like, if there was, like, a globalization and geography class...
Like, economy.
I'd be down to take that. Like, map, but also map making.
Like cartology? Yeah. Cartography.
Yeah.
Cartography? Maybe?
I think so.
My dad, when he was younger, really wanted to become a cartographer.
I kind of want to be that too. Yeah, when I was cool. Freshman year of high school, cartography. I did a cartography project where I made a 3-dimensional map of my high school campus. So I cut out all the different layers of foam board and like hot glued them on top of each other.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
I remember doing it.
I
remember doing a topography project in eighth grade. In eighth grade. Because we were doing, like, a topography unit or something, and we had to, like, cut all of the individual layers out of, like, foam core and make, like, a map of Melrose or something.
Yeah, that's kind of, like, what I did.
Yeah. That's, like, kind of fun.
It was really fun.
I don't know. Yeah.
Did it for, like, a math credit.
Ooh, okay, wait, I want to give a shout-out. So Thursday, took a little field trip to Boston University to go on my friend's radio show.
Oh, really?
I didn't
hear about this.
Yeah, at WTBU. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Their station is very different from WMFO.
What's it like?
So it's actually in the College of Communications. So it's, like, in, like, a legit, like... I don't know. Like, it's, like, surrounded by, like, classrooms and stuff. And apparently there was a fire, like, 2 years ago. So it's, like, brand new.
Oh, wow.
So it's, like, very sleek. I don't know, like, to be honest, I like it more here. because I feel like we got some more like character.
Yeah, you know? This station like, so much
like all the walls are painted, graffiti everywhere. Like, it's great. Yeah. Okay. All right. We should probably get back to the music. We're gonna hear from some Calvin Harris, "A Song of the Summer."
Yeah, this is gonna try to get the cold to go away a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm agreed.
You know me. I love the winter, but I also love the summer.
I don't love the winter. I know that you love the winter. I don't get why.
But then when it was 70 degrees, I was like, wait a minute. This is nice. Let's keep going with this. Yeah. So that's what we're gonna do.
Bring back the summer. All right, this is Roland from Calvin Harris.
And some Oscars, they deserve whammies, they imposters. I be rolling with my project homies, it's a vibe. I just did some feels with the homie, it's a vibe. Been on over split sides, it's a vibe. Yeah. I gone through with triples and some shotters. I gotta accept that I'm a monster. Yeah. I pull up in several different options. That all, but most of them came topless. I shattered your dreams with this cream I make. Gotta be on codeine to think of shit I say. I can't feel my toes, but ain't gon' fold up. I was in the double law when I rolled up.
I've been rolling on the freeway. I've been riding 85. I've been thinking way too much, and I'm way too gonna drive. I got anger in my chest. I got millions on my mind, and you didn't fit the picture, so I guess you want the vibe. I've been rolling on the freeway. I've been riding 85. I've been thinking way too much, and I'm way too gonna drive. I got anger in my chest, I got millions on my mind, and you didn't fit the picture, so I guess you want the vibe.
Dig what I'm saying, Janelle Drake's on me daily. Dig what I'm saying, she look like she's sponsored by Mercedes. Dig what I'm saying, this Creek cologne is on me, baby. Dig what I'm saying, I'm going hard. Yeah. I pop bubbly in your memory. You should be glad I'm showing you sympathy. I gave you real love out the gutter, If I let you go, you gon' suffer. You gon' suffer from it. I gon' through with triples and some shotters. I gotta accept that I'm a monster. I pull up in several different options. That all, but most of them came topless. I shattered your dreams with this cream I make. Gotta be on codeine to think of shit I say. I can't feel my toes, but they gon' fold up. I was in the double law when I rolled. Yeah. LOV on my right leg. Yeah. Nah, Hendrix overload, you did what I'm
saying. I feel like I should be giving up. You can't leave if it's too much. But I'm tired of you leading me on. I don't like where this shit is going. And I've been stuck in all your apologies. Gave my all, but you
you hearing my name.
sun. It overflows. The door is shut. My eyes are closed. I hear her moan. Or what I suppose. The thing about her, I must let go. Why I sing about her, she'll never know. The book is shut. All bets are blown. The license bust. The shops are closed.
Nobody move.
Good night. Good morning. Gerard, what did we just hear?
So, we just heard from Calvin Harris with Future and Khalid with Roland. Then Yuno with No Going Back. Soccer Mommy with Last Girl. King Cruel with Logos. And Thundercat with Them Changes.
A great song I heard this weekend that is definitely going on my monthly playlist.
Definitely going on the monthly playlist.
It's on there.
Yeah. Also, we have an announcement to make. I just bought Soccer Mommy tickets.
Ooh.
I was so moved by... Not even. I just really wanted to buy Soccer Mommy tickets. I feel like I never, like, actually, like, commit to buying tickets to things, but, like...
You're doing it.
Yeah.
You're going.
I'm going with my sister.
Yeah.
It's
going to
be great.
It's going to be so fun.
For those of you who don't know, my sister is, like, friends with... Someone whose, like, sister is Soccer Mommy.
Yes.
Which is... I feel very closely connected to that band. Also, I was trying to think, like, connections to fame. I feel like we were talking about this the other day. My dad works with Ethan Hawke's dad.
Nice.
Yeah. That's, like, my brush with Hollywood. With...
I met Bill Murray.
Wait, what?
Yeah, my aunt runs a poetry organization.
And
Bill Murray's involved. She introduced us when I was much younger.
What was he like? Wait, do you remember him?
He was kind of inappropriately flirty.
Ew.
Yeah, he's a little girl.
Wait, no, that but sounds also, very Bill Murray.
But also it was like very Bill Murray.
Yeah.
And like
apparently he's supposed to be like a diva.
Wow.
Supposed
yeah,
to be like
no,
really,
he's a total deep.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Wow.
No.
Wait, don't you also go to high school with like a bunch of people whose like grandparents are like famous actors or whatever?
Yeah. Like someone I went to high school with, his mom won an Oscar.
That's just wow.
Another person who I went to high school with, mom is like a famous TV actress.
Yeah.
A lot of people like send their kids away to get away from the fame.
Yeah. Oh, when I was touring Dartmouth, the woman from, like, Madam Secretary was, like, on our tour. And that was, like, a thing.
Oh, wow.
I, like, didn't, like, know who she was, but everyone was like, that's the woman from that show. And I was like, okay.
Also, the Oscars. What are your thoughts?
Yeah.
Let's get into it.
Honestly, like, I'm okay. I'm pleased. I just want to
state it on record.
What?
On Instagram. Gerard posted and was like,
wow.
Call Me By Your Name is going to win Best Picture. And I was like, no, Shape of Water is.
And when I saw that, I was like, she doesn't know what she's talking about. That's not going to win Best
Picture.
I've done my reading.
And I watched Shape of Water. And I know it's exactly what those...
Shape of Water is good.
I know exactly what those Oscar people like.
Yeah.
They like a moving story that is like, you know, like a little creative. I did love Shape of Water. It was
I thought Shape of Water was good. I think for the reasons why, it was a safer pick than
Call Me By Your Name or Three Billboards.
Yeah. I think for the reasons why I thought Call Me By Your Name would have won, I think that that's like the, like, because I thought that Call Me By Your Name, well, I wanted Call Me By Your Name to win because it was amazing, but I think like the reason why I thought that it would was because it was just like all around and like all the different categories, it was like really strong. And that was kind of like the same with Shape of Water. Like, it was like they had really good art direction, really good acting, really good music, mm-hmm. really good cinematography, like costumes, makeup. So it was like, since all of those different people are voting for Best Picture, it like makes sense that it won.
That's a good point that I haven't really thought.
Whereas like Three Billboards, it's not like the makeup people are going to be like, oh wow, like, what's her
Three
name?
Three Billboards.
Like, great yeah. makeup.
Yeah, like, like, oh, I just want to say, there should be an Oscar for colors. Because the color
yeah,
in
that's like
Shape
art direction.
Of Water... Oh, is that art direction?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or, like, I think it's called, like, production design or something.
Correct. It was incredible. You had these greens really contrasted by all these reds. Anyway, that was one of my favorite parts of the movie.
I think one of the best, the like, production design was actually... Well, one that wasn't nominated was The Florida Project. Really, really, really good cinematography and, like, color.
Interesting.
Like, production design. He's, like, known for that, though, like, Sean Baker. Like, Tangerine was, like, really good, like, cinematography and, like, color and everything.
Did Beguiled come out this year or last year?
Yeah, okay.
Because it was nominated for nothing.
The Beguiled? Like, okay. I have, like, strong opinions about that movie because I thought it was, like, really good. And then all the critics were like, this movie sucks. But they, like, didn't give any reasons. It was like, okay. Because, yeah, no, I thought that it was cool. And I also thought that it was cool that she was remaking a Clint Eastwood movie from, like, the woman's perspective. I thought that that was really interesting. I think that people thought that, like, it took itself too seriously. Like, it wasn't because, like, people liked the original one because it was so, like, corny and kind of, like, pulpy. But I think they thought this was, like, too dramatic.
Yeah, it came out in June. Did it get any nominations?
I saw that on a rainy afternoon by myself during the summer. Yeah.
One of the first things
that was the first
bonded over.
Yeah. That was like the first movie that I think I saw like by myself in the theaters. It's an experience. Okay, we should probably
All right. So PSA.
Oh, do your PSA.
PSA.
Yeah.
School on Wheels of Massachusetts. School on Wheels of Massachusetts is a nonprofit program that provides tutoring and mentoring services to students grades K through 12 impacted by homelessness in southeastern MA. We need your help. It takes 1 hour a week to volunteer tutoring to give a child impacted by homelessness the opportunity to thrive in school and in life. If you have 1 hour of free time a week and want to use it to make real change, contact School on Wheels at Chris, that's K-R-I-S at SOWMA.org, or visit our website at www.SOWMA.org. Thank you for caring about our kids.
That's a really good PSA.
I know. Wow. I feel like this one isn't read that much.
Yeah.
I feel
like
important.
I feel like all the ones that are read
a
is
lot
like
more than like
so it's like go to the art gallery.
Or like weed isn't bad for you.
Yeah, weed isn't bad for you, but alcohol is. All right, we are going to get back to the music. We got some Goldlink. TBT to when Goldlink like performed here in the fall.
Goldlink is actually great.
Like, Goldlink is really
I'm
good.
I'm so surprised when he came. I was like, oh yeah, I know that one song.
Yeah,
but then no.
But also he was performing.
Has a great album.
He was performing in like the worst location on campus to perform. It was like a gym, and it had like the worst acoustics. It was like kind of a mess.
Well, hopefully I get to see him some other time.
Ooh, they're announcing Spring Fling on the 14th.
Really?
That's a week from tomorrow.
That's so soon.
Okay, like my prediction, locking it down. I don't even know why. I just think that it's going to be Joey Badass. Yeah.
All right, we'll see. We'll
so
see
yeah, we'll see.
Out.
All right, anyways, this is Meditation.
I still see ya, doing everything that we said we gonna do. Girl, I still see ya, Putting all my pride and my girl to the side, cause I still see ya, I still see ya. Smoking on my weed in the corner in the street, so I can still see ya, I still see ya. You wanna be me, I wanna eat ya. I wanna meet your ex, so I can beat them. And have a daughter, and be a teacher. And never follow, and be a leader. And baby girl, I still see ya. I got a light skin bitch who look like bitch love. And she fight and fuck me in the same clothes. But when I put that daddy, baby, daddy, papa show, she curl her toes and close her eyes, offended them, she out of yours. I still call ya, whichever way you wanna, baby girl, it's on ya. I got the money, you got the problems, so I can solve it, but I still need ya, I still see ya. And that's okay, baby, I'm a nigga cheater. Yeah, most of them either Caesar Pizza. That right, hell yeah. Anyways, we can get them moving on the dance floor, no choice. But you like this, you don't want kids, but you want this. I ain't never had the juice like this. Backstroke up in the pussy like Langless, and I'm a real nigga, love a go getter. See, ain't no bitch around the city fucking with you. Louis V, Shades, Gucci with the dress gown. Hit the boulevard, baby, take a picture. Everybody in your pussy right now. Everybody think they got you right now. But ain't nobody him that you don't please him. But you're always dirty teasing, cause your feelings in the season worth a Keisha. Got niggas in your iPhone. Real, real nigga, you the right one. Yeah. Melon girl with an accent. That's everybody weakness. Bad little bad, bad bitch. You about the average. Your favorite band was Backyard. Baby girl, you was vicious. You're the one, you don't want now. Have the daughter, want a son now. Sundress to a wedding gown. Sheesh, got me talking like leash now. Whoa, you I'm dating in the fall now. Yeah, you the only one to talk about. Yeah, later still I think about it. Heartbreaker, man, I dream about it now.
And I sell out. Plug in LA, put the mail out. Niggas be waiting for handouts. I roll a blunt size dreadlocks. Most of my sneakers is dead stock. I foot the bitch to the bedrock. I will not sell from the crib though. No service there like a dead spot. I don't need pig cause I smell cop. I've been this way since the sandbox. And I must live what I cannot. Impossible, why the hell not? I am more lucky than Shamrock. All my dogs cold in the lead hot. I put the drink in the headlock. Tryna cross me, boy, you better not. Four until four, almost fell out. Do what they can, cause it's deadlock. Four until four, almost fell out.
I put the drink in the headlock. Tryna cross me, boy, you bet not. 4-2-4, almost fell out.
Bad bitch, walking up some rare bottles. Counting up the racks, I've been playing with them. Ice top of 100,000 on my arm. Got your bitch on the run, yeah, she calling me the gun. The activator got a nigga in the headlock. Flesh don't diamond, made these bitches bedrock. Hopping in the coupe, drop top robot. Everybody got a stick, ain't no gun. Just part the perk, I ain't fucking with his hand. Yeah, shout it bad, but lil' mama a fan. I am the engine that told you I can. Big bang, take a lil' bang, the battle, the pan. Heart of a lion, I ain't scared of these niggas. Hopping in the lounge, switch gears on these niggas. He trying to kill, put a tear on that nigga. He dead and gone, nigga, pour a beer for your nigga.
I put the drink in the headlock. Tryna cross me, boy, you better not. 4-4, almost fell out. Do what they can, cause it's deadlock. 4-4, almost fell out. I put the drink in the headlock. Tryna cross me, boy, you better not. 4-4, almost fell out. These days I run it like Ricky and Ross. What did it take? Tell yourself to a boss. I'm getting old, but you know I floss. Straight to the bread at all costs. Those diamonds ain't real, boy, so knock it off. Hitting the floor till I'm nodding off. Smoking the gas with the CBs and rosters. Just spent 100 on one plate of pasta. Yeah. Green and the red, I'm like Blanca. Play with the team, turn a country. Rolling in water like lobster. Me and three bitches and Benihana. I ain't their daddy, they call me Papa. 100 bit come up off $50. Watch out for snakes like a Gucci collar. I put the drink in the headlock. Tryna cross me, boy, you better not. 4-4, almost fell out. Do what they can, cause it's deadlock. 4-4, almost fell out. I put the drink in the headlock. Tryna cross me, boy, you better not. 4-4, almost fell out. I put the drink in the headlock. I put the drink in the headlock.
No! Some things are bound to be, some things they hurt, and they tear apart me.
You left your diary at my house, and I read those pages. You really love me, baby.
Some things don't work, some things are bound to be, some things they hurt, and they tear apart me.
But I broke my word, and you are bound to see. And I cried at the curb where you first said, "Oh, you're not tika me."
Say goodbye.
Thanks for listening in to A Concept on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's been good to have you for the last hour. We've played some good stuff. What do we end on?
We ended on... What did we... Oh, Meditation from Gold Link, Jasmine Sullivan, and Kate Renata. And then we heard from Cousin Stiz with Headlock featuring Offset. Broken Bells with October, Willow with Wait a Minute, and Father John Misty with Mr. Tillman.
Ooh, nice. Wait a Minute has been definitely been my song of the weekend.
I think my song of the weekend, I don't know, honestly.
I love that line.
The Charlie XCX one that we opened with, that pops off, like, wow.
And Wait a Minute, there's this line that's like, I think I left my consciousness in the sixth dimension. What? I don't know. I left my consciousness.
We talk about house. Like six dimensions and linear, and I'm what? Like, what does that even mean? But I say that a lot in that class. I have no idea.
I think it's just because Willow Smith is too cool for us.
Yeah. Wait, is that Willow Smith?
Yeah.
Wait, no. Yeah. Stop it. Wait, that's what I was saying.
Like,
I was
like, Willow Smith.
Wait, no, because I knew. Didn't Jaden Smith come out with something?
Yeah, but he's not as good as a musician. Okay,
no, Willow Smith, that's like really good.
She did,
like,
I'm surprised. That entire album by herself. Like, that is a 17-year-old girl. That's when she amazing. Was like maybe 15.
Wow.
Wrote and produced and sang that whole song.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
Go off, Willow Smith. Okay, I think we're gonna end with some Madonna. It's like, why not? I'm like not even Madonna-af, but like sometimes like you just gotta listen to some Madonna. All right.